We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We just got to be tougher. We got to put up more of a fight. I don't think that we did that. And then it doesn't help whenever we don't make shots. It's been that way all year long. Whenever we start to miss a couple shots, we don't do what we're supposed to do on the other end. You know, I think we should always think about letting our defense, for sure our rebounding, start it all for us. And then, you know, hopefully we start to make shots.
All right, that was Jimmy Butler trying to break down what was last night. And it got ugly after a great start. It did. And nice 23-10 start. Jimmy Butler was knocking down everything. And it really looked good to start the game. And then
the game happened.
Well, and he talked about the rebounding and the Heat. You don't see this a lot. They got out-rebounded 54-36 last night, so that was another one. The injury bug, we'll find out more about that. It sounds like, I think we know Jimmy Butler is going to play, sprained his ankle, but he sounded like, don't worry about me. I'll get a little treatment. I'll be ready to go.
That one looked bad, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, right, didn't it? Oof.
The Gordon one, you couldn't even tell, and then that one, right. That one looked really bad.
So we'll find out. Listen, Dragon, you lose Dragon, and he can't play. That would be a huge loss. That's been 20 points, it seems like, just about every game he plays. And Bam in his shoulder. I think he's had this before, I got to believe. Listen, man, this is the big – if there's any way you can play, you're probably going to play, right, if you're Bam and led by the toughness of the guy that we just heard from. But they got – I mean, it was a lot of different things. I bet if you ask – 10 different players and coaches, they'd all have a little different take on what happened in that game. From the great start, played just a fantastic first 5 or 6 minutes. And then it just really fell apart for the rest of the first quarter, the second quarter, and even to start the third quarter. Next thing you know, sitting there looking, it's 32 points, and I could hear at my house, TVs were getting turned off. The whole South Florida area started to get quiet at that point with everything. So the good news yesterday was if you had a chance during the day and you had a little baseball, well, hey, let me just check in on the Marlins, man. It's the playoffs. Let me check in. They beat the Cubs 5-1 in game one. Sandy Alcantara, 6 2/3 innings, gives up just one solo home run, three hits, but he was really, really good. And they bunched it up, scored all their runs in the seventh inning off two home runs, and took a 5-1 lead, and that was it, man. Today, 2:00, 6-0. Sanchez, another one of those guys that we got in the trades for the out. We just call it the outfield trades because the outfield trades and the catcher, they gave up some damn good ball players. You know, Ozuna, by the way, had a great year for Atlanta if you're not following what he did. Ended up just having a monster 60 games. You know about Yelich. You know Stanton very seldom plays. It's so weird. It is so weird for me to see Stanton as a just in the dugout as a DH or injured, right? It's weird that he doesn't play because they don't want him out there. They don't want him to get hurt, right? If they're afraid if he goes back, if he goes sideways, comes in diving for a shallow fly ball. They're all concerned right now.
He's Mr. Glass. That's the problem with
that
him
he's
right now.
Gonna get hurt. Yeah. So that's kind of weird. And Real Muto's ended up being a really solid, one of the better catchers in baseball. So the other end of it is like, and this is what bothered Marlin fans for a long time. Like, okay, we know what we got, and it was the best outfield in baseball the year, most productive outfield in baseball when the year after, and of course, all those guys, as they started going to different teams and followed by the catcher, and you're wondering, all right, you got a lot of names. We don't know much about them. Well, let me just tell you, Sandy Alcantara and Sixto Sanchez are some of those names for those traits, right?
Yep.
I mean, it's years later. It's been a couple years, but for everybody goes, prospects, they don't work out, and, you know.
Got to wait on them, right? That's it.
We got to wait. It's a pretty good
start.
It's
probably a good quiz, probably a good on-air quiz to say which trade, what players did you get from which trade. There were so many different trades, and which prospects did you get from each one? Like, if you asked on each player, it's not easy to figure out who was with who.
Well, they loaded up their minor league with a lot of these guys
again,
and were able to get a lot of the top prospects for good reason, because you gave up an MVP. Yelich was and has been one of the better players in baseball since he left. He's pretty damn good here. He took it to the next level when he got to Milwaukee. So, yeah, everybody's kind of watching all those deals, and so we get to see the future again tonight with another one of those great young arms today. I did it again. I'm probably going to call this a 7 o'clock start, so understand it's 2, and every time I say tonight, no, I really mean this afternoon after lunch is what
Joe's in a different time zone. It's okay.
Yeah. Don't pay attention to me. Right. We got all kinds of stuff besides just the game last night. I would like to know what you think after last night's game and how you feel. To me, it's all gravy, man. It's all extra great food right now because you got here. Now you just want to play well, and we'll see what happens. You know, you don't. The only thing you don't want to happen. I was thinking about this as I got up early this morning and went for my first of 7 cups of coffee. I was thinking to myself, the only thing I don't want to happen is that stinking Paul Pierce saying they're going to get swept. Only thing I don't want is, look, they can still win it, but you saw how good the Lakers are. I mean, you saw reality last night, the movement, you saw everything. It wasn't one area that beat them. You know, you can't just say, well, they shot better from three-point land. Look, it was a little bit more than that last night. I mean, that'd be a little shallow if that's what you think. But win a game, right? I mean, at the end, play hard. I know they're going to play hard, but you don't want to get swept in anything.
No. That's make all. It a series. Win game 2. Make it a series.
But listen, there's only 2 teams standing. We don't get to the finals a lot. Ask the Miami Dolphins right now, how would you like to get to a Super Bowl and lose? They'd all come sprinting to you, go, we'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Ask the Panthers, how would you like to get to the finals in a Stanley Cup? We'll take it. We'll take it. We'll take it. Ask the Marlins right now, how would you like to play the I started to say can't play the Dodgers. Trying to think. How would you like to play the Yankees?
There you go.
Trying to think of some of the other. How'd you like to play the Rays? How weird would that be if the Rays and Marlins played?
Right,
Rays,
little, Rays little are really Florida good. Classic, right, yeah.
How weird would that be, see the Rays and the Marlins? And you guys know where the World Series is, which, by the way, I still don't understand how it's going to happen, but it's going to be in Arlington, Texas. They're going to be playing at the Rangers for the World Series. But how cool would that be if it was Tampa and the Marlins.
And the Marlins? It'd be great for us. It'd be terribly terrible for national viewing.
Oh, God, would it?
Could you have asked for a worse national viewing audience for Tampa Bay and the Marlins?
Between the two of them, if it was a normal year, they don't draw 20,000 between the two of them per game at home.
I don't wish that on Major League Baseball.
Right,
man. I mean,
that is bad.
I'm not a huge fan of their league, but yeah, I don't wish that on them. I mean, that'd be rough.
That'd be like if tonight was the AFC Championship game. You know, between the Jets and the Broncos.
Yeah.
Yeah, be bad. Like, no
by the
cares,
way,
right.
Thursday night football is the Jets and Broncos. And we could have – hey, by the way, I wonder how everybody feels about it. Is that too much football out there? Are you okay? No, I just want to hear from everybody. I want to hear from you guys too. But there's a chance, and CBS is pushing hard for it, and God bless them. I don't blame them because that is the best game of the weekend is going to be – at least on paper, got 2 undefeated teams, Pittsburgh and Tennessee. CBS is saying, it's our game. We don't want you to play Monday. We know we don't, you know, shortens a week for the players, but we would prefer to have that game. And we'll put that on CBS at 7 o'clock between the news and the national news and the national news. And we will be very, very happy if you could do that for us. Thank you, sir.
My vote is for yes. So give me some Tuesday. Give me Monday night football. Give me Tuesday night football. Give me Thursday night football. As much football as I could take right now, because you don't know.
You don't want NFL. You don't want NFL every night of the week, though.
What? I mean, I'm not watching a second of tonight's game. I mean, it's just not.
Well,
not happening.
There is a reason to watch a second of tonight's game. If you're on the Prize Picks app, or if you're on PrizePicks.com.
Oh yeah, yeah. What do you? That's right. What do you got for?
Yeah, you
got
to motivate me for this one.
I got action for the three of us tonight because I'm looking right now at PrizePicks.com on the computer about the points for tonight for all the players. Whether you want one of those quarterbacks, Sam Darnold or Brett Rippon, whether you think Melvin Gordon's going to play and play well, Frank Gorgio, Jerry Jeudy, Braxton Berrios, all these guys playing tonight where there is a little bit of action. The game might stink, but you can pick one of these guys. And if you go on prizepicks.com or if you go on the app PrizePicks, just enter the promo code 305. They're going to match your first deposit up to 100%. So how about that? Up to 100 bucks. Do you think one of these quarterbacks has a decent night tonight, Joe Darnold or Brett Rippon? Brett Rippon right now is at 12 points and Sam Darnold's at 13. So the scoring chart is basically the same way for fantasy football. If they throw a touchdown, it's 4 points. If they get into the end zone, they rush one in, it's six. If you like one of those receivers or running backs to catch a touchdown, it's 6 points also. If you like a guy just to catch, what if Braxton has 4 or 5 just catches tonight? It's 1 point per catch. Obviously, if those quarterbacks throw interceptions, Joe, it's going to be a one-point loss. You're going to lose a point on that. Fumbles lost, 1 point also. But, yeah, that's just offensively. There's some defensive players to take tonight, too. But those two quarterbacks, just in general, Brett Rippon, Sam Darnold, do you like one of those guys?
Yeah, I'm going over. I'm going over on Sam Darnold.
Okay, so Sam Darnold's number is a good number tonight. 13,
he's getting some weapons back. I'm going with Sam Darnold tonight to finally – Denver, nobody's more banged up than Denver.
Oh,
so
they're
I wouldn't touch the other quarterback. The unknown Boise State quarterback. I'm sorry. Unless his uncle's going to play.
He's a good Super Bowl hero.
50-something years old.
Right. Well, Darnold was my pick. And here, I mean, if he doesn't get 13 points in this game, that means he had a miserable game. And I don't think Adam Gase is working come Friday.
Put me in for Sam Darnold over tonight on our account.
Okay, right, Joe. If he doesn't get 13 points is like not a very good game. If he doesn't get that, and the Jets, I mean, don't win this football game.
Right, right.
I can't see that happening. But all right, Adam Gase is done, right? I mean, after today.
No,
he could be.
He's on the hot seat.
I don't know, Joe.
You can't lose to this Denver team without.
I think Darnold's gonna have a decent game tonight.
All right. So what about receiver wise? You think Chris Herndon, our old Kane down here, has a decent game? Do you think it's going to be Chris Hogan's on that team, too. Remember that. He's played for every
I think they're getting one of their receivers back.
Jamison Crowder, I think, is coming back also tonight. And Braxton Berrios caught a couple touchdowns. If you think he has another touchdown tonight,
I'm
going to
skip. I'm not touching any receiver. I'm not feeling
so
that
Joe
confident.
Likes Sam Darnold. Anyone else you like in this game tonight, Hollywood? Point-wise, you like
that was actually the guy that I really liked. Okay. I'm liking the kickers a little bit too. Zach.
Yeah,
that's a little
that's
bit weird,
Brandon,
but I'm liking
Brandon
those.
McManus. Yeah. Right.
I mean,
right.
I can see a lot of drive stalling and field goal range in this game as well.
And both those guys are at 7 points and 6 points tonight. Whether you like Sam Ficken for the Jets or McManus for Denver tonight,
there's some value plays there at those kicker slots, man. This game tonight,
you got to find two or three guys, you know, to play, and you bet on their over unders. It's easy. Prize Picks makes it easy, even for a boring game or it looks like a boring game tonight, Thursday Night Football. At least you got some action with Prize Picks. PrizePicks.com with a Prize Picks app. Go download it. Go to the website. Make sure in your promo you put 305, and you're going to get a good bonus here for listening to the show as well. But there is action tonight, Joe. I can give you that. It might not be the greatest matchup tonight, but there's a reason to watch for fantasy. That's for sure.
All right.
You know, it's fun to root for field goal kickers, Joe. Like, I don't know if you've ever jumped up and pumped your fist at a field goal, but, like, when a guy hits a six-pointer, Zach, is there any better feeling than, like, when the guy steps in there, he hits the fifth? Because those are like, as good as a touchdown when you hit a 50-plus yarder, Joe.
Well, Joe,
fantasy,
field goals.
So you get pretty psyched for those.
Up to 39-yard field goals, 3 points on the site. Up to 49-yard field goals, 4. And 50-plus is 5 points, and an extra point is 1. I don't think there'll be a lot of touchdowns. But if there are a lot of field goals, one of those kickers might be a good play tonight also.
All right. Listen, the one thing
I got you done for Darnold.
I hope that we never talk about again, and I'm guilty, is how good our punters are. And our punter was the best player, and our punter
can't pick the punters in this
out of bad field position. That's the only topic that I don't want to have. All right, we got to go to break. Yeah, so CBS, we may have CBS obviously is trying to rip this thing away from Monday night ESPN football, so they can't have another doubleheader. Going, hey, I know your guys lose a day, but they get extra day of practice. Why not give us that game? We'll take that 2-3-0 teams. Give us that game at 7 o'clock. We'll give it to you at 7 o'clock. 7 to 10, bleeding right into the news, man. We got it made. We'll get rid of all those other shows. Don't worry, because none of them can get the ratings like the NFL. Please, can we have it? We want Tennessee and Pittsburgh both undefeated in the best game of the week. That's the game. We got to go to break. We'll be back a lot more. Check in 305-567-0560. Give us your thoughts, man. What are you thinking after last night? We'll be right back. Welcome back, and good morning, everybody that stayed up late and watched game one last night. As didn't go the way. Got a nice teaser, though. I've been part of those nice teasers. I remember being in playing the 49ers in the Super Bowl, and we jumped out on them. We went no huddle. They weren't ready for it. We marched right down the damn field. And then that was
it. How good were you guys feeling at halftime, by the way?
Not good. We were already kind of out of it. But the first, we felt good right off the bat. The Heat last night jumped out 23-10. I'm like, God, they were just knocking everything down, playing with confidence, making passes to open guys. Jimmy Butler came out on fire. Crowder was great. He was knocking shots down on three-point. You're like, all right, he's got his stroke. And it was just looking real good. And then all I remember is they took LeBron out of the game after getting their butt kicked. And you're like, the announcers are going, wow, do you do this? Do you keep, maybe you should keep him in. You know, you don't want to get blown out here early in this game. And he can score a lot of points real fast. And it's only the first game. I guess you don't want to overreact to your normal different changes you make in your lineup. And the next thing you know, they have the lead after the first quarter. And they had a lot of their players off the bench play great in their limited minutes. Don't look at their numbers. They just had a lot of guys make really good plays last night, either passes or shots. Anyway, it was all Lakers, man. And I wish I could tell you it was one thing, but they look big and strong last night. I think we'd all agree. LeBron kind of didn't do much to start, not at least in the stat sheet.
I mean, they played their best ball in the first quarter when he wasn't in.
But he ended up with a nice, quiet 25-13-9. Take that every day of the week, man. And Anthony Davis was just a monster. It's not fair a guy can shoot that well from the outside as well as go underneath the basket. And if you foul him, he's going to make all his free throws. It's just it's not fair. Of course, the other part is they got out-rebounded. I can't remember the last time, guys, we saw the Heat get out-rebounded 54-36.
That bad? I mean, I've seen them get out-rebounded maybe by a rebound or two, but like that, no. They got crushed on the boards last night.
It was a game of runs. I mean, I used to love to talk about, you know, different thing, you know, things. Hell, the Lakers even shot the three ball better, which I didn't expect that to ever be a story in any game, that they would shoot better and make more threes than the Miami Heat. And they were able to even do that. The Heat ended up 11-35 last night. So just add all that together, and you're down 32 in the third quarter and end up losing by 18 last night in the game. And if anybody out there wants to add any more, I don't know what to tell you. I always wonder, like, in a game like that, it's late to start with for folks to get up early. And if it's a good game, it's going back and forth. You're like the Boston-Miami games, you couldn't turn those off. You had to watch them. It didn't matter who was up 8, didn't matter who was up 4, didn't matter what time you had to stay, because you knew there's a good chance it's going to come down to the last minute or two, and they did every one of those games. including that great run the Heat went on to close out Boston, just making it look
didn't have to worry about that last night. No. Let me read you a couple text messages. 305-567-0560. A couple people texting in on last night's game. LeBron 1-8 on opening game finals in series. LeBron falling right into our trap perfectly. Get him some false confidence, and then we'll make this thing go 7 and win it. There you go. There's a positive outlook on last night. Series is not over, but the Lakers haven't lost with the Black Mamba jerseys. They wear those in game 2. So they're coming up. There you go. Superstitious guy there. Guys, Lakers are built like the 99 to 2002 Lakers. Two all-time guys surrounded by good players. They don't need a third player. They just need one or two of those other guys to play right. They were also the third best defensive team during the regular season and the bubble. Tipping point started with two early Bam fouls. We went downhill from there. And way to go, Kendrick Nunn. Well, welcome to the playoffs.
Yeah. Yeah, he took advantage of his playing time and said, right. Hey, if Dragon is out, I'm ready to get his minutes. Give me his minutes. I'll take every one of them. It is a weird...
John, another text was a good one, though. Why didn't the Heat attack the paint? Total foul shots were lopsided, 2-1.
I have a theory on that one besides the block shots. Man, those guys were... What'd they end up with? The Lakers, I think, had eight blocks on shots. That will change the way... They're a big, tall... long team, especially Howard started in the middle last night.
Yep.
That's a big, muscular dude. Not the guy he used to be in Orlando with Stan the Man. But you got him, then you got Anthony, and then you got LeBron, who just gets his own rebound. He threw up some crap going to the basket, just gets his own shot back.
But that's a big front court, Joe. You're talking about LeBron at the three. Anthony Davis 6'11 at the 4 and Dwight Howard 6'11 at the 5. Then you come off the bench with Morris and Kuzma. Those are other two guys that are 6'8, 6'9 that come off. I mean, they're a huge team.
The other thing that did happen last night surprised me a little bit. Their bench really outplayed the Heat bench. And that was a little surprising because we've just gotten so and by the way, the kid came out. Did I see he put a little bank shot in the corner there going around? That I think it nicked off the very hard shot to make, but Tyler Hero did knock some threes down early before he cooled off too.
By the way, you don't see this very often, but in the plus-minus category, Tyler Hero last night was a minus 35.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can get much worse than that. Iggy was a minus 25. Crowder was a minus 21.
Did you look up numbers a couple times? They were going man-to-man, and they got matchups, and you're going, oh, this is
right.
Oh,
yes.
This is a bad matchup, LeBron. Oh, yeah. So
well, they would come off the pick and roll, and they would do it on purpose because then they would know that Tyler Hero or Duncan Robinson would be one-on-one with LeBron.
Get the switch. The switch, and it was the one they wanted.
Game over, right.
And then you heard, now get out of the way. Let me finish this thing. Hey, listen, they had it all going last night. We knew. They got two best players in the series, clearly. Nothing against any of our guys, clearly. And they look like it last night. Anthony Davis and LeBron and the supporting cast. I tell you what, you play with those two. Everybody always says supporting cast can look better. Shots are more open. They don't have to do as much. They're not asked to do a lot. A lot of guys contributed last night for the Lakers. So, man, it was I didn't expect it. I thought game one would be going to be really a close game, which you just don't know. I think that stinking Paul Pierce got to me, though, man. When he comes out, and he's, you know, all right, at some point, go ahead and take your little shot. Go ahead, take. There it is. All right. Just don't get swept, man. Don't
get
swept.
He's the only one that gets personal on that show. That's the difference. So it's always towards the Heat. He just hates the Heat. By the way, what I thought was funny, too, did you see all the virtual fans, all the great players that were in the virtual fan base last night? Did you see who Paul Pierce was sitting right next to in the virtual fan? How they set that up? It was right next to Ray Allen.
I did. You know what? I saw when they did it.
Right, right.
Matter of fact, I think the last guy I saw when they went through the first batch was Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right. Kareem was there. I saw Bill Walton sitting next to
Bill
Dirk.
Walton.
Right.
Dirk were there.
Right. But I kind of thought it was amusing. No, but I thought it was amusing that they sit all these guys in these seats or the virtual seats and Ray Allen sitting right next to Paul Pierce. I thought that was amusing. Yeah.
I'm just,
The pettiness, Paul Pierce
and his pals have just.
Can we just call him Paul Petty from now on? Does he really need to be Paul Pierce?
He's just part of it. Listen, he's not the only one in that little fraternity. One of them played last night. Another one is trying to buy a friggin' team. Just.
They really are the most petty guys.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It really is. It is incredible. And it just seems like Pierce just loves taking shots at the Heat.
Loves it, right.
Like, he can say whatever he wants, but his team got knocked out by the Heat. And they beat him up pretty good. And I don't care what anybody says, man, getting to the finals. It's not over, and I'm not trying to make it sound like it's over this morning. I'm not throwing up the white flag. But you got to the finals, man. Anything you get is gravy. Now, you don't want to get blown out like that again. You want to make it competitive. You want to get one. Hell, you want to get two. But you're there, man. You're there. It's hard to get there.
Yep.
It is hard. So.
Good thing is that it's a fresh game Friday night.
Yeah. It's only 1-0.
That's the only thing that matters at this point. Well, the only difference is today's going to be a big day to hear about the injuries.
The coach, let me tell you, first thing coaches play up in every sport. Hey, fellas, no matter how bad, you know, in baseball, right. You lose 10-1. Or 17-2, or we've seen it, and you go, hey, it's only one game. Listen, whatever the numbers are,
right.
We got blown out in a football game, 45-10. We turned it over 6 times. Hey, it's only one game. Now, we got a lot to clean up, and now the Heat situation is not only we got to get cleaned up with the guys we have, but we got to figure out how healthy the other guys are. Even the guys are going to play, how healthy are they? Because if they're playing at 50 or 60%, not close to what they are. We could have some big problems.
Right.
All right. Hey, listen, we got a lot of stuff day after. We don't get two of them, but we were able to get it. Marlins take care of the Cubs to start the playoffs in their first game in 17 years. 2003 was the last time. One thing about it, man, when they go to the playoffs, they usually win it all.
They win it all, right.
Can they do it a third straight year? I just think it'd be hilarious if that somehow they go through. And they're going to have to play more than the best of three coming up. These series will expand as they go through.
But can the baseball gods give us a Florida World Series?
If
an all-Florida World Series.
And there's some good teams out there, don't get me wrong. But just think, if they did and they got to play, you're right, baseball would be just miserable.
Oh, Joe.
And now in the World Series, the Rays and the Marlins, game one. Right. And you're looking like, who are these guys? Crazy. Right.
Star power.
All right. Hey, we got Hollywood's headlines. We got to have Craig Mish from MLB join us. He'll talk to us about the Marlins. Nobody covers the Marlins like Craig does and the series. And we'll get an update on Starling Marte, broken left hand or a broken pinky, and whether or not he'll be able to play or play right away if he does with this quick series. He's really, really been a great pickup. Man, was he a great trade. This great pickup getting that guy. Anyway, we'll have all that stuff coming up here in just a moment, so stay with us.
Hurricane season is here, and once again, the Joe will be partnering with CBS4 for complete coverage. We want to help you be safe and prepared. BNT Impact Windows and Doors sponsors the Joe's hurricane coverage. BNT Impact Windows and Doors, protecting you with PGT High Impact Custom Windows and Doors. We'll have hurricane coverage here all season long with the up-to-date storm information you need on AM 560 and FM 96.5 HD2, the Joe, WQAM, and the radio.com.
App. All right, I've been telling you about Diamonds Direct for a long time and telling you how amazing the showroom is. Imagine walking into a jewelry store. Now imagine walking to a jewelry store that looks like 30 jewelry stores in one, and that's what Diamonds Direct is. It's in Boca, right behind the Town Center Mall. It's forever changed how people in South Florida are buying diamonds, engagement rings, and all fine jewelry. Massive selection, no middleman, direct importer prices, the most luxurious showroom you have ever seen. Like I said, it's in Boca behind that Town Center Mall. You're going to be blown away when you go in there with all the great values. Lowest prices on diamonds in the entire state. Every size diamond, every shape diamond available, you name it. And how about the quality? Of course, you're going to look in there and see you want the highest possible quality with diamonds certified by the GIA. All excellent cut grades, only the best of the best diamonds. That's what you're going to get at Diamonds Direct. Case after case of diamond stud earrings and diamond pendants, diamond bracelets, eternity bands, colored gemstone jewelry, exquisite designer fashion jewelry, and the best part is it's up to 30 times the selection of your typical jewelry store. So if you got that local jewelry store, if you're going to the mall, now turn around and head to Boca. Wherever you are in South Florida, it's totally worth the drive. Go to Diamonds Direct in Boca, right behind the Town Center Mall. Customer service, off the charts. Some of the nicest people you're going to meet. They're going to help you and give you all the information you need. This is going to be a big purchase for you, so you might as well know exactly what you're getting there at Diamonds Direct. It's South Florida's only direct diamond importer. I'm telling you that you need to make that drive down there to Diamonds Direct behind the Town Center Mall in Boca. It's totally worth it, whether you're looking for that engagement ring or just a nice piece of jewelry for the wifey, the aunt, your anybody, yourself. How about that? Get something for yourself. Go to Diamonds Direct in Boca behind the Town Center Mall. Diamonds Direct, you're going to love it.
And now, it's time for Hollywood's Headlines. Without further ado, here's Hollywood.
All right, Woody, what do you got for us today, man?
All right, guys, try to get everyone's mind off that game for a second here. Do you guys have any idea, this is more a question for Joe here, what happened on this date in sports, October the 1st, as we move to October here, October 1st, 1975. You were still old then, Joe. Do you remember what that was?
Nope. No shot.
Joe was in his prime then.
Has to do with boxing, Joe.
Ali Frazier, I don't know.
That's correct, actually. The Thrill in Manila. October 1st, 1975. I always enjoy you telling these stories about these old heavyweight fights, Joseph. You have anything about that one?
I love watching them. They were all special. A lot of them were on normal TV. You didn't have to pay for them. That's all I remember.
We talking about
man.
The old days, right?
Can you imagine how much you'd have to pay for a foreman, Ali and Frazier rotation
right
of fights?
Now? Oh my God, Joe. $100 a fight. Minimum.
Heavyweight.
Right.
With those, that'd be unbelievable. Especially how much money would people pay with all, and by the way, nobody could promote a fight like Ali. He's by himself to this day.
Right.
You could take the best, the people that can taunt and yap and promote. Nobody could ever, to this day, do it like Muhammad Ali.
What about when it was McGregor Mayweather? Was it close?
McGregor was good, but not like Muhammad Ali. He could rhyme it.
Right.
And by the way, he'd go to the workouts and he'd be taunting them.
Right.
I mean, he'd say stuff you want to talk about politically not correct. He called Frazier,
bad, right.
Called him names that, you don't call, and Joe was hurt. Oh, no, those were great. And then the Foreman, oh, my God, the Foreman-Ali fight. Yeah, you got me going on that one.
Yep.
Pay big dollars for some of those fights. Wasn't just heavyweight either. They had good ones across the board.
Right.
Loaded.
All right, guys, let me update you on this policy here, the NFL mask policy. Remember, we've been talking about coaches and teams getting fined here. Well, now the NFL is officially pissed off because it could include suspensions of the people involved and or the forfeiture of a draft choice or choices.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw that. Listen, they're trying to send a strong message. I think a lot of it's for the players, too, to understand. They're coming down hard on this thing and –
You could lose a draft pick. Is that what you said, Hollywood? You get a forfeiture of a draft pick?
It says choice, and it also has an S in parentheses, so for choices as well. So,
okay, so can we make sure that Bill O'Brien is wearing his the rest of the season just in case? We don't need them to lose that. we need to secure that Houston Texan draft pick no matter at any price.
So I just think when those guys are trying to communicate, I think it gets frustrating that they feel they can't – their the guy goes, I can't understand what you're saying, or hey, can you say it again? And they want to make their point to an official, and I just think they can't help but just rip it off and forget to put it back on. It's a tough one, man. I ain't going to rip any coaches for that. I get it. That's tough. You're trying to communicate. That's your number one job, and you feel like you can't do it with that damn mask on. What else you got, Woody? You went dead on me.
I was just waiting for you to finish your mask rant. All right, jeez. Guys, LeBron James has bought a third L.A. house now, $36 million this time around. It's a Beverly Hills mansion. He bought it from a soap opera creator named Lee Philip Bell, passed away here. Invented The Bold and the Beautiful and The Young and the Restless.
Wow.
A couple of shows, Joe, I'm sure you watch. You're old.
My mother did, growing up, man. Remember whoever was babysitting me as a kid, and yeah, they were always on. They were popular.
Are soap operas still as popular as they were?
No.
No, right? They're not.
Ugh.
What are you basing that on? You have no idea. Anyway, the house is 9,100 square feet, comes with two guest homes. He has two houses in Brentwood already, so now LeBron has three homes in L.A. I don't know what you do with three homes, but that's nice.
So that's a really interesting one. I mean, he buys these homes. I think he still has his home in Akron, too. So he's got all these homes, and obviously he can afford anything he wants. He's one of the highest paid athletes in professional sports in the world and has been. But I always wonder, like, why do you need three different houses,
right?
All monsters? And Southern California is a big area, so I don't know if it has to do with, hey, I want to be a little closer tomorrow to work. All right, well, let's go to that house then. Like, why do you need three big homes? Are they investment properties? Are you going to flip them? Like, he can own all the houses he wants. The guy's been a brilliant businessman. And just every time he turns around, he shakes your hand. He's making $1 million.
Right. That's got to be a hell of a view, by the way, if you could see downtown Los Angeles and the Pacific Ocean at the same time.
That house that he bought.
Wow.
That thing is.
Seven fireplaces. You got a lit beautiful tennis court, Joe.
I know.
How about that?
That's LeBron's awesome. Out. So LeBron's working on his first serve in the offseason. Who would have known?
Looked like a grass court, Joe. Is that soft enough for your knees?
Ooh.
That'd be good. Grass and clay are great.
Great.
Okay. Just, the hard stuff's a little hard on me, Woody. I'm sorry, man. I can't play the hard court.
All right, guys. Zeke Elliott, I don't know if you saw the new tattoo that he's got on his belly, the Feed Me tattoo. Did you guys see that? Oh, he's got his shirts lifted up so you can see him anyway. But he's got a huge tattoo that says Feed Me. That's been his thing, right? Well, there's a former wrestler named Ryback, who said that he had the phrase Feed Me More during his time in the WWE. Now, these things aren't even the same. But anyway, Zeke has, of course, tried to get the Feed Me trademark, and Ryback said that he's going to tie him up in litigation for years.
Wow.
So that he can't use it. He said he better get a good tattoo artist to go give him a cover up on that bleep tattoo on his stomach.
Wow.
I think you got to worry about that trademark before you get the ink on your body.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't even know what to say.
You familiar with Ryback, Joe?
Nope.
When was the last time you watched wrestling?
The Junkyard Dog and Hillbilly Jim.
Long time.
Hulk Hogan, right.
Yep.
Iron Sheik.
All right, guys, and one more thing for you here. Just a quick little flashback to the debate from a couple of nights ago. And the guy who might have had the best tweet, none other than Hassan Whiteside, who went on Twitter during the debate and said, I can't do this for four more years. Bleep America, bro. I'm moving to Hawaii.
We got shooters. We got shooters.
Was it really him or did somebody?
Now he's come out and said that it wasn't him. I don't know who else it would have been. He deleted the tweet, and someone took a Photoshop of the tweet, and it had the timestamp. You know, all tweets have timestamps, and of course it depends on where you're looking at the tweet from. So Hassan went on and said, the Photoshopped fake news I see, it's not even 9:36 where I'm at. Of course, he must be on the West Coast. He sent the tweet out at 6:36.
Right.
And the person who screenshotted it was on the East Coast.
Right.
And that didn't register for him either.
We don't have to worry about him anymore.
Yeah, he didn't figure that one out.
No,
that didn't register either.
He's leaving the country. Yeah, he's going to Hawaii.
He actually thought that tweet came from the future.
Right.
Because it was 9:36. It was 6:36 where he was. Yeah. So he thought that tweet came from the future.
Maybe he's one of those guys that moves to the West Coast but still runs on East Coast time because he wants to make sure, you know? Maybe that's the case.
He said that couldn't have been him unless he had a DeLorean, right?
And go, right.
If Joe doesn't get that reference,
but
if there's a good place to go, it's go to Hawaii.
Right. That's not the United States.
Any idea when Hawaii was added as a state, gentlemen?
No idea.
Well, you got to guess. Final Jeopardy here.
1957.
Joe?
No clue.
Great answer, Cal Berkeley. 1959.
Whoa. Look at that.
Wow.
I'll take it.
I don't know, but I've been there a whole bunch of times. It's a great place.
Great. I've never been to Hawaii. Never been.
I would think, Joe, like you were in your 30s when that happened, right? So, like, I would think that would be an event that you would remember. Like, I would remember if, like, now I'm in my mid-30s, like, if they added another state right now, I think I would remember that.
You know what I always tell everybody? You're a smart guy. You're just a really smart and smart ass, too, by both.
I thought that's what you meant.
No.
I just think it's an important event. Like, if I was you and I was in my 30s when it happened, like, I would remember that.
I know what. Century Village is right around the corner, man. I know.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Don't pull up those two words.
Century Village is right around the corner, so I know it's coming.
Yeah, people are always asking me, what's so special about Century Village?
Everything.
$10 million clubhouse.
Bingo.
Something's always happening.
I love to sew, and I can do it right here and then model my own creation.
It's the peace and quiet like another world.
I look at a lot of places. Nothing compares to Century Village.
Not even close.
It's more than a good life.
It's the right life.
Seeing is believing, so give us a ring. That's
Century Village of Pembroke Pines.
Hi, I'm Joe Rose for Century Village. I'm moving in. All right. Hey, listen, we got Craig Mish going to join us coming up. We're going to talk some baseball, talk some playoffs. Marlins get that first win yesterday. First one in 17 years, and it was a good one. 5-1, the final for game one, the best of three series. Can they actually... Kind of sounds weird. They can wrap
close
it
up, Joe. Right.
Sixto Sanchez on the mound tonight to start.
You said tonight again. You said tonight again.
Today, whatever. Today. I'm going to say tonight. I told you. I started by saying tonight means at 2 o'clock today on ABC.
Right.
That's
right.
What it means. Anyway, Craig Mish will get us all straightened out, get caught up on the whole thing with Starling Marte, their outstanding outfielder as well, and see if he's going to be able to finish this series. Will he be in the lineup today? All that stuff is straight ahead. Plus, I got to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. I got to tell you about their cars, trucks, and SUVs in 2020. 2021, I heard the 2021 Tahoe is unbelievable. Everybody is just going, oh, my gosh. Watch out. You like a big, comfortable SUV. That's going to be a hard one to beat, man. They are so much fun to drive. So much space. God, I just love my Tahoe. 10 years. Part of the Tahoe family, but I want to tell you it's everything, especially with the Chevy Open Road Sale event going on, Dave Broward and Monroe County, Silverado trucks. Boy, if we don't have the perfect truck for you, I know I talk about their trucks too much, but I see a Silverado truck, I think right away, steel bed, durable. I see family trucks. I see full-time working trucks. They got the perfect truck for your lifestyle. Hey, let's talk about the smaller SUVs, which have become very popular. People still want all that space of like you can get on a big Tahoe, but something smaller. Well, the 2020 Traverse really got it all for you. Spacious enough to accommodate the big family and doesn't compromise any of the style. I'm not talking about a big, ugly box. I'm talking about a midsize SUV that looks absolutely fantastic. Equinox SUV, our smaller SUV, got all the technology and safety features and still gives you a lot of space for a small SUV. You're going to love it, man. And, of course, I got to tell you about the 2020 Chevy Blazer. Nothing looks better than that 2020 Chevy Blazer. Hey, find out for yourself. I don't have time to tell you about all the things, but with this great event going on, it's a great time to take some test drives, sit down and get a great deal, get exactly what you need for your life. It's going on right now at your South Florida Chevy dealers. Find new roads at your South Florida Chevy dealer today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.